Hey, you got a minute?
Yeah, sure, come on in.
Thanks.
Want some mac and cheese?
No, lactose gas.
Glass of wine?
No, sulfites, migraines.
Well, I'd offer you Halloween candy, but that's gone. So what's up?
Okay, well, we used to go out, right?
Oh, my God, that's where I know you from.
I'm dealing with a situation, and it's kind of about my love life. So I know that might be weird for us to talk about, but in this area, as you know, all my other friends are just so stupid.
All right, what's going on?
So you're okay talking about this?
Yes.
Sure it's not weird?
It's okay.
You know what? If you ever want to talk to me about a problem in your life with a guy, then I'd be fine with that.
Okay, good, because there's this one guy I used to date who's about to be force-fed wine and cheese if he doesn't get to the point.
Okay, here it is. Is it cheating if a guy has a girlfriend?
Yeah, probably.
Come on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I met this girl, and she's great. We have a lot in common.
Did you guys do it?
No, we just made out a little.
Oh, look at you, you bad boy. You tell her about Priya?
I was gonna, but there were too many tongues in my mouth.
That's gross.
Here's the thing. I'm not one of those guys who sneaks around and sleeps with more than one woman.
Well, good for you.
The problem is I want to be one of those guys.
So sleep with a new girl and lie to Priya?
Oh, that's not who I am.
All right, then break it off with the new girl.
No, let's not do anything rash. She's really hot.
If you like this girl so much, why don't you just end things with Priya?
Priya and I are in love. I think we could get married someday.
Leonard, you're looking for a way to sleep with both women and have everybody be happy about it.
Now we're getting somewhere.
What does your gut tell you?
Go ask Penny. She'll know what to do.
Hello, Howard. I've realized that you scaring me was all in jest. Allow me to say, job well done. Perfect.
Hey, what are you doing?
Science. You wouldn't understand.
Okay, well, see ya, I'm going out.
I thought you were leaving the apartment.
Yeah, me too. I can't make up my mind.
Are you concerned because the world is filled with big dogs and bullies?
No, I'm having a moral crisis.
Well, if it's of any help, I've read all the great moral philosophers, including Dr. Seuss.
Oh, what the hell. I'm supposed to go see that girl from the comic book store, Alice, but I don't know if I should because I'm going out with Priya, but she's in India.
All right, so the topic at hand is sexual fidelity. Probably won't be relying on Seuss here. Although one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish might be surprisingly applicable. Go on.
Well, they say at the end of your life, you regret the stuff you didn't do more than the stuff that you did. And I'm pretty sure Alice is the stuff I wanna do.
You know, the German philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche believed that morality is just a fiction used by the herd of inferior human beings to hold back the few superior men.
That actually does help.
It's worth noting that he died of syphilis.
Screw it, I'm going.
On your way home, will you pick up some orange juice?
Do you mind? I'm questioning a lot of things in my life right now.
Is one of those things your fondness for orange juice?
No.
Great, Tropicana, no pulp.
Hey, Sheldon.
Who is it?
It's me, Sheldon, Mrs. Wolowitz.
That's not my mom. It's Bernadette.
Really? That's very unsettling.
I Sheldon.
Hi.
What's up?
It just occurred to me that I never formally congratulated you on your pending nuptials. So I hopped on the first bus and hightailed it down here to shake your hand. You put her there, you old so-and-so.
Well, I'm gonna see it work in 12 hours. Don't you think it could have waited until then?
Holy smoke, why didn't I think of that? You're a better man than I, Howard Wallowitz. You put her there, you son of a gun.
Whatever.
Harmless Halloween prank. Look.
Howard has a heart condition. You know that?
Well, I thought he made that up. Isn't hypochondria a common idiosyncrasy of Jewish people?
This is adrenaline. We're gonna have to inject it into his heart.
We are?
You are. I'm not strong enough to get it through his chest plate, and we've only got one shot.
Oh, no, I can't.
Hurry, we're running out of time.
Okay.
Just do it!
Oh, God! One, two, three!
Trick or treat, bubble up.
What? No! You mean this was all a ruse? Oh, how could I be so stupid?
Damn it, I can't do this.
Is it my tongue stud? Because if that freaks you out, you're in for a real surprise later on.
No, I can't do this. Believe me, I really want to.
But
I kind of have a girlfriend.
You kidding?
You're cool with you and me just being friends, right?
I don't believe this.
Wait, I don't, which part?
So stupid. I thought for once I'd met a good guy, but you're just another jackass.
Oh, no, you have it wrong. No, I was going to be a jackass, but I stopped myself. I stayed a good guy, so I'm gonna pass on the sex. But you should know, that's not a comment on your hotness, but on my goodness. That's kind of my superpower. I'm like Captain Good Guy. It's okay. Did the right thing. You idiot! Hey, Priya.
Hey, sweetheart. How's it going?
Not so good. We have to talk.
Oh, sounds serious. What's up?
Okay, here it is. I met this girl, and I kissed her, and I feel terrible about it, but it's done. It's never gonna happen again, and I am so, so sorry.
No, relax. It's okay.
It is.
Yeah, these things happen. They happen to everybody.
Oh my God, you are amazing. I mean, I don't deserve you. What do you mean, everybody?
Leonard, I didn't know if I should tell you, but I kind of cheated on you too.
Kind of?
A couple of weeks ago, I slept with my ex-boyfriend. So I guess we both messed up a little.
No, I messed up a little. You messed up a lot.
Well, it's not a competition.
Oh, yeah, it is, and you won. I'm sorry, I have to go. I don't believe this.
Bazinga, punk, now we're even.